This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I was just thinking, Super Doll, we do these things called hometown healers from time to time. We don't do it as often as I'd like, but, you know, I think that a lot of the hometown healers are a little bashful and shy to come out and say, hey, this is what I've been doing. I've been helping. Because they're probably afraid of getting raided by, you know, local authorities claiming they're practicing medicine without a license simply because they help somebody to get better without a drug, for instance.
Right.
So if we can't spotlight on hometown healers, how about occasionally maybe we could do a segment like on a hometown politician that, you know, maybe that busts up corruption, right? Something like that. Yeah. That, you know, maybe there's a good. I don't know. It might be a stretch. I realize.
Well,
it might be a stretch.
You want to try and do that today?
Okay. I mean, I'm just road weary enough to try something strange and new. It might not work, but
let me throw a dart at the dartboard of hometown politicians.
Okay. All right.
And all right. How about we talk about a state senator out of the state of New York?
Okay.
This would be Senator Kemp Hannon.
Kemp Hannon. Okay. It's an interesting name, Kemp Hannon, New York State Senator. Let's see. He's up there, I guess, in upstate Nassau County. He's a Republican, interestingly enough. He's in the news lately, so that's a good choice. How we know about him, though? Why would we spotlight him? And hopefully it's something good.
I think a good way to do that is let's take a look at one of his campaign commercials the last time he ran several months ago, where it talks about one of the heroic qualities that he has in helping out the little man.
All right, this is for you, New York State Senator Kemp Hannon. We're going to spotlight you, find out what's so special.
I'm Kemp Hannon. We've all had enough of the corruption in Albany. We all deserve better. That's why, as state senator, I've passed laws that today are being used to arrest and convict politicians who betray the public trust. That's why I support a constitutional amendment that'll strip taxpayer-funded pensions from any politician who's convicted of corruption. And it's why I'll keep taking on the corrupt politicians who only care about themselves, because we deserve better.
Okay. Yeah, that actually sounds good, but almost like too good to be true. I mean, doesn't that ring of a too good to be true? It's like, I'm coming in here to bust up the bad politicians, the corrupt politicians, because follow this pattern, you know.
It's a worthwhile cause. I mean, we know there's corruption out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, if Kemp Hannon's going to step in and put on his cape and go after those corrupt politicians, I say more power to him. We need that.
We do. But as we look below the surface there, we find something else might be a bit of a conflict when it comes to his stance on taking on corrupt politicians, and that leads to an appropriate time of the day.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's busted? It's U-S-T-E-D-U-R. I don't want to put the hurt on you.
It turns out that the hometown senator there in New York State, Kemp Hannon, has been caught with his hand in a bit of the cookie jar when it comes to taking $420,000 from a giant lobby group to promote passage of a forced vaccination law in New York State. He is primarily the guy that Sally El Cordy has to do battle with, our favorite activist in New York State, about the mandates on vaccination without exemption there. There's a quota system there. And so this Kemp Bannon, elected representative, who does he represent? Apparently, it's the hundreds of thousands of dollars from Big Pharma to make sure that those vaccines are being used. The law mandates 7th and 12th graders to receive a vaccination for meningitis, which there's some problems with that vaccine. He was, in 2004, invested in 14 companies that would fall under his committee's purview. Kemp Bannon, Republican, Nassau County. So this isn't about bashing a Democrat or Republican. This guy is busted to promote this pro-vaccine, mandatory vaccine agenda. And it's not just the meningitis vaccine that he wants y'all to get, because we got him on the record talking about another vaccine he wants you to get, too.
Need a flu shot? On Thursday at the Aerospace Museum at Mitchell Field, with lots of parking, there'll be free flu shots, first come, first serve basis. I'm Senator Kemp Bannon. Help your family, help yourself, get a flu shot.
Tougher and Thuckatash. Kemp Bannon is busted. He's a vaccine shill.
Yes.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah, so here he is. He's out there pushing this this bill to, you know, make vaccinations mandatory for these kids. And at the same time, he received over $420,000 from pharmaceutical and other medical interests. You would think that some guy who's out there championing himself as the guy to go after corrupt politicians, which, you know, listen, what's the definition of a corrupt politician? Maybe somebody who's pushing legislation that, you know, if he's got some kind of conflict of interest going on there, mm-hmm. that, you know, maybe that might raise some red flags and stuff. So it's interesting how he's promoting himself to be the anti-corruption guy,
yeah.
while at the same time he's got a clear conflict of interest in the legislation that he's pushing through
yeah.
to get passed.
Kemp Bannon, do you have anything to say for yourself now that you're busted at being a shill for the vaccine industrial complex, taking money and selling out your people for vaccine mandates? No, I don't think he's got much to say. I think he's we got him dead to rights on that. Folks, this is a very serious issue. I mean, it's hard to make light of it, but when you talk about vaccine mandates, you got to look at, let's go to London right now. There's a great story by Age of Autism, a great article by John Stone. And he's revealing something that's just so horrific. And we've got a lot of listeners in Britain on UK Health Radio, ukhealthradio.com. Headline reads, 10,000 new cases of autism in London a year as bureaucrats plan to dump children. I mean, this is just, again, the vaccine religion, the cult of pharmaceutical mysticism, vaccine denomination. It's one of the most brutal, ugly attacks on innocent little babies, much less children as they grow through the young years, through the teen years to become an adult. We've got so much chronic devastation, so many diseases happening. Under the guise of preventing you from getting measles, they can give you autism forever. And I don't know, folks, you know, you think about this. Would you rather have your kid have a benign disease like measles and recover and have immunity, natural immunity, and, of course, less likelihood of certain cancers and other chronic diseases and even autoimmune diseases, or the risk or the reality of vaccine injury into the autism spectrum, mild to severe? I mean, it's a no-brainer for me. Of course, I learned this long ago. That's why when there's measles and chickenpox around, I got my kids over to get it early, get it done, and realize the benefit. But this story out of England, it's heartbreaking what we're seeing over there, Super D.
10,000, that's a big number. That's a lot of zeros.
Yeah, 10,000 a year in London alone. In London alone. And it may be more than that. Maybe more than that. You know, the thing is, there's so much underreporting of this. And, you know, they add in the influenza shot each year, the DTaP, the Prevnar 13, and the Rotarix. I mean, these, it's just an absolute mess what's going on here. I'm telling you, I'm grateful for y'all listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And this is not a spotlight on me. But, I mean, the information that I was given, that I received, that I learned, and that I applied, it's stuff that I want you to receive as well before, pray for you, before your children are injured, as they are sacrificed by the likes of politicians in the U.S., like State Senator in New York, Kemp Hannon, through mandates, or what's going on through the NAS in England. Because they cover up for the government on this autism epidemic, much like the CDC has done. This is not new, but you understand the more powerful a centralized bureaucracy is, the more likely it is and the easier it is to be bought by multinational, multi-billion dollar corporations to promote an agenda of monopoly mandates, particularly on immune interventions that are actually immune destructive, not immune modulating, not immune strengthening. And never the question is even raised, the discussion allowed, that perhaps these childhood rites of passage, these so-called vaccine-preventable diseases, are actually beneficial for the development of a healthy, functioning immune system and the development of a child to a healthy adult that doesn't suffer from chronic degradation and autoimmune diseases and even cancer later. Not discussed, not allowed, because the cult of vaccinology, the religion of vaccines, says they're safe and effective, science is settled. Anybody who questions it is a kook, a nut, an anti-vaxxer, and we don't even have to talk to you. What does that tell you about the science on their side of the equation, the pro-vaccine side? They don't have it. It's rife with corruption, just like the vaccine mandate Senator Kemp Hannon, who says, I'm here to fight corruption, yet he is corruption incarnate. And he's not the only one, folks. Leave the vaccinating to the doctors and the patients and the parents. Get the government out of it, and you'll probably find out the vast majority of doctors and patients and parents would opt out when they took an honest look, when they had fully informed consent, when they were allowed to read all of the potential benefits versus all of the potential or actual detriments, and discuss openly with other children's families who have been injured or even killed by vaccines without being shouted down as nutty and kooky and not evidence-based. That's why they switched from evidence-based medicine to science-based medicine, because the evidence is on the side of the families who have been reporting the vaccine injuries that are very real. Over $3 billion paid out in the United States alone since 1986-88, when the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program went into effect in 88. Over $3 billion. Similar things happening in England and around the world, folks. This is the place where you learn about it well before the mainstream media ever acknowledges it with any degree of integrity, which would be an oxymoron. It is, in fact. Mainstream media integrity is an oxymoron. All right, we got another comment of the day related. Oh, by the way, Vaccine Injury Awareness Day is coming up. I'll mention that, too. But we got another comment of the day on volunteerism after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
It's hard to believe, those of you listening live, we're at the end of May 2017 here. Ridiculous how time is moving quickly. The quickening is upon us, apparently. International Vaccine Injury Awareness Day will be on us before we know it, June 3rd. And it's an incredible thing that's going on around the world as more and more people, I say fortunately and unfortunately, it's a simultaneous scenario, because it's fortunate perhaps because it'll prevent other children and adults from being damaged or killed by vaccines, but it's unfortunate because much of this is happening long after many of these kids have been injured beyond repair, and some even killed, as we've talked about over the years here. So you can light a virtual candle or a real candle. There are events going on all over the world. And we have a link in the show notes, lightacandle.eu, particularly as one that's happening in England and in the European Union. It's going to be happening in the United States as well. If you go to the website, you'll see, in fact, there are some videos there, including Ty Bollinger inviting you to participate in this International Vaccine Injury Awareness Day on June the 3rd. We're going to try and get the woman from England on with us, hopefully this week, to help promote what's going to be going on there, so that you all at UK Health Radio we'll hear about it in time. And her name, let me just see, it was Anna, was it Anna, I think?
Watson.
Anna Watson, yeah. So we'll try and get her on really quick. But in the meantime, in the show notes, go link up whenever you're listening and participate in this. Give some good support. Now, we have questions of the day that come in from time to time. You can call in 866-939-BELL, or you could just leave a message there on the website, robertscottbell.com, or in the social media networks. We have the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we have on Facebook, and we have at RS Bell Media on Twitter.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, Super Don, look out. Steve AG has struck again. Steve Ag. Yeah, he loves you, Super D. He's on to you, buddy. He said, Super D, just playing catch-up from the show archives. A why? Really? I know. It's just a comma. Ha ha.
I remember this. Yes.
You want to explain why he said that? A Y? The letter Y?
Well, yes. The original comment or question that he put out there, he wanted to see if we could do a show on voluntarism. And just,
you looked it up.
I looked it up, tried to be all brainy and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, listen, Steve AG, he gets me sometimes, right?
Yes, he does.
And so he didn't really, in my opinion, go really too far into explaining exactly what he meant by it. So I took advantage of the situation because there are different variations and uses for that term. You've got what would be called the action version of it. There's also a philosophical, a psychological, and then there's a kind of a socio-political usage of the word. But it would need a Y in it. So instead of being voluntarism, it would be voluntarism. So
gotcha.
Just
so
being a smart aleck, yes, I said, oh, you forgot the Y. But apparently he was wanting to use the action sense of the
word.
Sure.
But yeah. Seriously, you know, he got you sort of by digging you on the comma because, you know, our opening says health, freedom, and liberty when it should be health, freedom, and liberty.
Yes,
and it's been, a couple of years now, just to give you some grief. Adam,
yeah,
I'm with Steve AG on this one.
I blame Mark D on that one because he's the one that started that.
He did start. Okay. All right. So anyway, let's see. What does he say? Steve says, seriously, I didn't want the topic to be solely political, which is why I use the action definition and hence voluntarism. With that said, I'd love it if you could get Tom Woods on, because we mentioned that. I really enjoyed him in Philly years ago. Heck, it's where I first heard RSB. Oh, that's cool. I don't think I knew that lineage, Steve. If I did, it escaped me. I forgot. I apologize. He says, thanks, guys. Keep healing. Steve AG. Now, Tom Woods is blowed up big. I mean, that guy, talk about blowing up GMO moths, but this guy, you know, he's all over the place. Yeah.
And he is. He's a very busy guy. He's got, you know, all kinds of things going on and stuff, but we've had him on before. It's just been years since we've had him on. So, yeah, we will definitely reach out to see if we can get him on.
And to his wife, Heather, if I can't reach Tom, I'm calling you. All right? Heather Woods, you got your ears on.
Now, to Steve AG's comment,
mm-hmm.
you know, voluntarism, when used in the action form, it's just the principle that people are free to choose goals and how to achieve them within the bounds of, like, certain societal and cultural constraints. You know, I mean, just, mm-hmm. you know, this just the normal type of rules of life and stuff like that, as mm-hmm. opposed to, like, being coerced, right? Into doing things. And I would venture to say that pretty much every show is about volunteerism, wouldn't you say?
What do you mean every show? That we do?
That we do, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's in our DNA, for sure. I agree with you there. But not every show, but every show that we do. Yeah.
But listen, okay. We could delve into that. I think it would be an interesting topic to at least do a segment on.
I do. All right, Steve, we'll follow up on that. Be patient with us, because Super Don eventually gets to it, sometimes 2 years later. But he gets to it.
Hey!
chameleon. All right, Zeke, after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, if you ever miss a show, no worries. We've got lots of ways for you to listen after the fact. For those of you who are listening live, great, good on you. Tell your friends, pay it forward. This is the place that invests in your health, freedom, and healing liberty, and hopefully sparks that desire to reclaim it and regain it. Because it doesn't happen just because you sit on the couch munching even organic non-GMO cheesy poofs. You got to do a little bit more than that. And we encourage you to do that. So, by the way, you can listen obviously through our syndicator, which is GCN. That's how you listen through radio stations around the country, around the world. as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. You have the UK Health Radio. On Sundays, I think there's like Radio 365 now, as well as added online, which is kind of cool, another online affiliate. And SoundCloud, which you can get at robertscoutbell.com, robertscoutbell.com. Upcoming events as well. Each day, 6 days a week, I shall say, Captain Morgan puts up those notes for us. And in them, you'll see, as you scroll down through the show notes, upcoming events. And as soon as we know them and confirm them, we'll put it in. We'll add it to the list. I just teased an event in Minneapolis, a week-long event with Trinity School of Natural Health in the middle of July, like the 13th through the 20th, something like that. We're going to see if that can confirm, but I'm excited about that. And the Cancer Prevention Convention in August, outside of Detroit, basically. We'll be back for that. And there's more to come. I'm going to be adding in the next few days. So please go to robertscoutbell.com and check it out. Because, listen, we go out and about to really empower you wherever we can be. And so those opportunities, they don't come every day. And the folks that, you know, write us in, and even like Steve Agee, I had no memory of that because there's just so many events over time that he came to, I guess, one of the nullification tour events, Nullify Now events with the 10th Amendment Center, and heard about me when he saw Tom Woods speak and I speak at one of those nullification tour events. Which is like, that was many years ago, Super Don. Who
that
knew
was,
how that would
that
happen?
That was
so.
Definitely a while ago. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, very cool. So anyway, we got another story here opening up on the vaccine issue, and it relates to the Zika vaccine. This is a very complicated scenario, and I think Kent Heckenlively has written about it. We've had him on here about the retroviral contamination of vaccines. And now there's a lot of stuff coming out because two of the so-called top scientists are now in a spat because they were former lovers, and now there's a civil suit about discrimination and other things, and there's some ugly stuff coming out about what they knew about this contamination, this retroviral contamination. And, in fact, when you look at Superdon, there's a key paragraph here. I'm trying to pull. Oh, here it is. I just found it. Thank you for that. Again, it's so convoluted. I'm going to ask you to go read it. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. But it basically is showing you the corruption, the fraud, the deceit, the lying behind the scenes involved at the highest levels of government medicine complex stuff. We're talking millions and billions of dollars, right? And at the top of the heap there, you've got Tony Fauci, who we've called out because of his scam promotion of the HIV causation hypothesis and the billions he's made off of things related to that. And NIA, National Institutes of Infectious Diseases and Allergies. I didn't say that right, but again, I told you earlier today, I'm a little tired, I'm road weary, NIA. But there's also Francis Collins. And they're both allowing this fast tracking of the Zika vaccine to push it on the U.S. market as fast as possible, despite the fact that it's a false pandemic. And even if it were real, it's receded to the point where every country on earth except the United States acknowledges, hey, it's over. It's burnt out. It's done. And the fact of the matter is that Zika, even where it exploded, it wasn't responsible for the birth defects known as microcephaly. So why isn't Tony Fauci calling off the Zika scare? I think I remember early on in this, we might have mentioned Fauci said, hey, don't get ahead of yourself. It might not be a big deal. And then immediately got back in line, probably when they started throwing money his way to say, hey, if you do this, we'll increase your budget. And these people at that level of government at NIH, they're not questioned. They're like demigods. And that's a dangerous place to be in government. They're not questionable. They're not questioning them, just like they don't want you to question the science of vaccines. So why are they calling off the Zika scare? In the article, is it just to allow big pharma vaccine manufacturers to reap billions of dollars in revenue? That could be it. But that not really the most plausible thing anymore. Because they also know that there's retroviral contamination. If you read this article, you'll understand. You will know that they know that this stuff ain't pure and clean and safe in a bunch of different vaccines. And those directors I mentioned, Fauci and Collins, green-lighted lab-created RNA to cripple the immune system and infect all of the human cell lines, including stem cells, while driving mutations in the human DNA that Darwin could never have imagined. This was direct from the article. Basically, it becomes what Dr. Batara said. There's a nefarious scheme that's much worse than, oops, we screwed up. Oops, we're ideological and we didn't want to look at the science. It now becomes, you know what? we're trying to purposefully derail the human immune system, and we've got alternative or ulterior motives and agendas here. And that's where we're going. Now, it goes beyond that because the Army can apparently do things that the so-called public-private sector combination can't do in production of vaccines. There's an article here about states are now afraid of the price of a new Zika vaccine. They say it might be more than they could afford to pay. But I'm thinking, Super Don, wouldn't this be 10 years down the road anyway? Why are they worried about this now? What's going on that could be so quick?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because the takeaway on this particular article, I mean, they talk about a lot of the stuff that, you know, people talk about, you know, the price gouging and the costs of medicine and, you know, and then the pharmaceutical companies again, well, we have to do that because of the R&D and the blah, blah, blah. Well, the takeaway from this here is that the people who designed this Zika vaccine that they're wanting now to pass off to a pharmaceutical company, it was not Merck, wasn't GSK, wasn't, you know, any of the people that we normally put in the crosshairs. It turns out it was the U.S. Army that did the research on this and developed and created this vaccine that they're now going to hand off to a pharmaceutical company to license and start injecting people with.
Yeah, they want to turn it over to Sanofi. But give a listen to this. We got a few audio clips here about the unique capacity of the Army to develop vaccines super quick. And for those of you who are pro-military, remember this when it comes to those who are in the military. Your sons and daughters, could they be victimized by what the Army can do here?
The pilot bioproduction facility is where we actually manufacture the vaccines that ultimately get tested in the human trials that we do. And that's a very unique capability that we have that a lot of organizations do not have, and it allows us to move very fast.
Human experimentation, quicker than anybody else can. This is the Army promoting itself, going, look what we've done here. Look how fast we can do it. We're coming out with a Zika vaccine. We produced it in a year, where the public, so-called private sector, couldn't do it in 10 years. Why? Because we've got ready-made experimentees. In other words, we've got guinea pigs. We've got lab rats. We've got lab monkeys. And they're called enlisted service personnel. How fast can they bring this from concept to billions of dollars in the marketplace?
A vaccine to go from concept to actually having a product that is licensed and available for general use can take up to 10 years and cost up to $1 billion. And clearly in the face of a public health emergency, like we saw with Ebola and like we're seeing now with Zika, that's not acceptable.
You know, what's not acceptable is claiming that Zika is a public health emergency. It's not! It's not a public health emergency! It caused no microcephaly, no evidence of it. Unless you say 1 in 9 cases of microcephaly, there's any semblance of the presence, particularly maybe, probably even, of the Zika virus. 1 out of 9. So 8 out of 9, no Zika present where the microcephaly happened. We've been through this. We've been over it. For those of you who are new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, they were dumping larvicide into the water in Brazil for a full year or more before this birth defect appeared. And by the way, one of the known effects of that larvicide exposure during pregnancy is a birth defect known as microcephaly. Zika need not apply. But we got the Army to protect us and test us, or test on us, or test on those who are in the Army.
You could call us a one-stop shop in that we're able to conceptualize vaccine candidates, we're able to make prototypes, we're able to do basic science experiments, we're able to produce our own vaccines that can actually go then into people in initial safety experiments.
Initial safety experiments right into people. What people? Which people? Are they people? Super Don, I know this is a day after Memorial Day officially here in the United States, but I'm calling on a moratorium of anybody signing up and enlisting in the armed forces until there's a clause, an opt-out clause, for any and all vaccines, accepted or experimental. I don't want any of our kids going into the Army. And I'm a guy that defends the constitutionality of our armed forces. This is not me bashing the military. This is me bashing the military's cozy relationship with the pharmaceutical industrial complex and their willingness, ability, and actual doingness of experimenting on soldiers. How do they get the Zeke out? Once you sign up, do you sign away all of your rights to informed consent? Apparently, the Army believes so. How else could they come up with a Zika vaccine in 1 year? Synthetic RNA, DNA, retrovirus. Yeah, Superdon. I mean, I don't think I'm being outrageous saying don't let your sons and daughters go into the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and Marines until you can guarantee that they can opt out of any and all vaccines.
No, I agree with you. This was a bit of an eye-opener for me because it's not very often that we really pinpoint the vaccine industry as it pertains to the military. You know, we're usually focused on you know, all the usual suspects, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Merck. I mean, we're talking, you know, we love Merck, right? But, you know, I mean, we
well,
always
this is Sanofi with the Army. I mean, but, you know, and the whole prompting of this article was about Louisiana Health Department saying, we please don't make it so expensive that our people can't afford it. And I'm saying, yeah, make it as expensive as you can because the people of Louisiana will be healthier because they can't afford it, which is why I say, for those of you who think better insurance is the answer for more coverage of more people in America for the third, second, or first leading cause of death, that, my friends, is insanity. That's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Stop it. Stop being the morons for the medical industrial complex that they want you to be. And stop entering the armed forces until you can get in with a signed authorization that you do not have to accept any experimental or non-experimental vaccine. Until then, we'll see how that cripples the Army. You know, the thing is, what's crippling the Army is autism. There won't be any eligible kids healthy enough to enter even if you wanted them to enter. And again, I believe in the armed forces and their mission and protection and defend the Constitution and the people and the country that is the United States. All right, what if you threw a party for an 8-year-old and no one showed up?
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, having a good time considering. I don't know how I'm still awake. I'm standing up here. Maybe that's why. Because if I'd be like the bridesmaid that fainted and fell down. I don't want to be that, right? Because we're at the wedding, and like I said, I can't wait. When it's on YouTube, I'll let you know, Super Don, so you can watch. Okay. It. I'm sure somebody will do it.
Is it going on YouTube?
Well, the thing is, the bride, my niece, yeah. they're like cousins. The cousins, right. that. She was like, I need to get that. I want to, it's like, this is the kind of practical jokes they play on each other. So I'm like thinking, this is kind of an embarrassing moment, and you're the bride, and you want to take your bridesmaid and make that go global? She's like, yeah, of course. But that's the generation they're in, I guess.
What are friends for, right?
Right? Gosh, everybody's got a video camera. You're like, dude, you hope she's all right. But we learned what happened there. Go back if you're not sure what we're talking about. Opening of the show today, we talked about the wedding I was at this weekend. So let's see, what else we got? Tomorrow we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. We've got Sacred Fire of Liberty later in the week. And, Healing Revolution Friday coming up this week because first Friday of the month we got Dr. Frank King. We get our visit with our Healing Revolutionary, which will be awesome. So let's see, what do we have to do today? We talked about being a dad and embarrassing our kids, right? When they're teenagers especially, you do want to get them because they're getting you every which way they can when they're teens. But what about when they're younger? What about like when they're 8 years old, right? You want the best for them. You don't want to, it may be silly little pranks and giggly stuff, but you don't want to embarrass them in front of their friends when they're that young. They don't have context, right? So apparently there's a story about this, parents that were heartbroken because their son, at 6 years old, they had threw a birthday party for him, and nobody showed up. And they didn't want that to happen again, but at 8 years of age, nobody responded. I don't know the backstory here, why this happened, but the mom used social media, put the word out, will anybody come, please come to my son's 8-year-old birthday party. She puts it on this thing called Next Door Neighborhood website. Nobody responds. And she's like putting it out of utter distress at this point. And she doesn't even want people to bring gifts. Just the gift of friendship would be so great for my son, 8 years old, is going to be his birthday. No responses came right away. So she thought of a last resort option. She and her husband drove to the Hearst Police Department. What state is this in, this Hearst Police
Texas.
Department? Texas.
Yep.
And they asked whether an officer might come to see her son, who has always wanted to be a policeman. And soon after this, you know, her husband got home. You know, the party was going on that day, and they're like beside themselves. They're like, man, our son's going to be traumatized, and nobody's coming to his birthday party. But soon after they got home, the station's entire shift showed up, all the cop cars lined up, including a few Hearst, Texas firefighters, too. And they lined the street with patrol cars and fire trucks, came inside to eat cake and sing happy birthday. And then their Facebook department said, we were honored to attend Graham's 8th birthday party. And there's this beautiful picture of Graham. He's so excited in the midst of all of these firefighters and policemen. And I was like, you don't hear the good stories like that. It's always about the bad stories. But it's like, that's a beautiful, beautiful outreach on a community level to say, you know what, we're here not to do damage to you, but to actually help you. And I like that. It's a happy story. It always brings a tear to my eye to think about it. Because, you know, as a dad, you know, like, that would really suck if you throw a birthday party for your kid and no friends showed up.
Yeah. And, you know, in a day like today, in the times that we live in, the news is so full of negative, you know, this person stabbed this person stole something from this person, you know, these parents got arrested for neglecting these children and stuff. It's just everywhere. And you're right. I mean, you just don't see these types of stories. And when you do, it kind of gives you some faith, right? And in the human race that there's still good people out there and neighbors and community that can come together when somebody is in need, whatever that need is. And in this case, it was just, you know, this kid wanted to have a birthday party. Now, like you said, we don't know what the backstory is on this.
No, but there, Don, there is grace, is what I want to say here.
Yes.
There is grace. There is, you know, because, yes, there are cops that do bad things, too, just like we've talked about the vaccine thing. But in this case, there's grace. There's that moment where a human can rise to that spiritual place of love, of gratitude, of acceptance, of support. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm so cynical that I don't know that it exists. In fact, we try to be that as much as we can here. And, you know, we try to do good and do right. But we have to point out these other things so that the people that do good and do right are not made too vulnerable or become victimized by those who are cruel, unusual, and actually genuinely evil. So, Superdon, thanks for bringing that story to my attention and, you know, made my heart happy hearing about it. And the kid, he forgot that no friends showed up. He didn't even care. At that point, like the cops and the firemen, it was like, this is the best birthday ever. So, what a beautiful story. Heart happy. Job well done, Super Don. I can take a nap now. What do you think?
Yeah, time for bed.
Back tomorrow with Ty Bollinger. We'll go outside the box, folks, because not only do I love you, yeah, real vitamin L, but also remind you that the power to heal is definitely yours. Thanks for being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.